He considered these waters to be so pure and so sacred that he did not have the heart to use it for things like cleaning ourselves after our natural functions, or cleaning utensils. So he was desiring to have another source of water. So he had some devotees begin to drill a well. And they were digging and digging just next to Shyamakund. And as they were digging, they hit a rock. And when they hit that rock, the rock started to bleed profusely. So the workers, they ran to Raghunath and they said, "This rock is bleeding." So Raghunath told them that, "Do not dig any longer." So that night, in a vision, Lord Sri Krishna appeared to him and explained that the Govardhan Hill is my body. And each part of Govardhan Hill is a different part of my body. And when you were drilling, the drill hit my tongue and caused my tongue to bleed. You should take that tongue out of the well that you dug, and you should enshrine it in a temple so that people could come and have darshan and worship the tongue of Govardhan Hill. Shri Giriraj Maharaj! So here, in this simple but beautiful little temple, is the tongue of Govardhan, which was revealed to Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and by whose mercy we can all get the blessings of on this very day. So generally we all circumvent it. I guess we can. There's many of us. So we can all go in and circumvent. Come in this way. Come out one at a time, this way, that way. And then we'll continue our parikrama. We should know that the Lord is a person. When the Lord appears, even in the form of stone, he could reciprocate our love fully, just as in his original form. The absolute nature, it is explained, Arache Vishnu Shiladira Gurushu Naramatira Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. That when the Lord appears in the form of a deity, one should never consider that it is simply a piece of stone, but it is Krishna himself. One who sees the deity in the temple to be made of stone, one who sees the Guru as an ordinary man, one who sees the Vaishnav belonging to any particular sect or caste or any material distinction, that person, it is explained, his consciousness is a consciousness which is coming from hell, Naraka Buddhi. On the basis of the scripture, the sadhu and the guru, we must understand the truth of Krishna's transcendental nature and the transcendental nature of all those things and all those people who have intimate relationship with Krishna. Rivo.
Rivo.
So now let us offer our... Actually, rather than going around, let us all just go by and offer our obeisances to Shri Giriya.
Hari 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 Hari
samadhis, the samadhi mandirs.
Das Kaviraj.
Is everyone here?
Yes,
they're coming.
Arthur Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. They all left their bodies, disappeared from this world, to return to the eternal abode. On the same day of the same month, in various different years. If you remember, just a couple weeks ago, it was the disappearance day of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. And this is the original Samadhi Mandirs of all three of these great Goswamis. Vitaigo Premananda.
Hari Hari Hari!
Let us bow down at their lotus feet. Just on the banks of Radha Kundas, the Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. For solitude. It wasn't designed for Bombay yatras. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Sri Jiva Gopalako
Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Sri Jiva Gopalako
Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Sri Jiva Gopalako
Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Sri Jiva Gopalako
After Vedavyas compiled the various Vedic literatures, he was only satisfied after the Srimad Bhagavatam was written. Bhagavad Gita is considered the summary of the Vedic literatures. Bhagavad Gita begins with the most fundamental preliminary understandings. What is the soul? What is prakriti, or material nature? Who is Purusha, or God? What is karma, or the laws of action and reactions? And what is time, the all-pervading force which destroys everything? And how all of these various factors relate to one another? After all of these scientific topics are elaborately explained in the Gita, Krishna explains in the 18th chapter, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshaya shamibhavacha. To abandon all varieties of religion and to surrender to Krishna. And how to surrender to Krishna? Man mana bhava madhato madhya jinnam mame vaishya shishat jante pradhyatani prayasya.